Hello and welcome to another audio piece from the SA Federation for Mental Health. My name is Michelle Donnelly and I'm the Communications and Awareness Lead. Today, we're really excited as we're speaking to Maureen Robinson. Maureen is the chairperson of Family Support Schizophrenia, or FSS for short. And today we're chatting all things World Schizophrenia Awareness Day coming up on the 24th of May. Hi, Maureen. Thank you so much for chatting with me this morning. It's really lovely to meet you and to be able to talk with you. Can you please share more about FSS, you know, just more about the work you do, the aims of the group, etc.?
Okay. Yeah. Thank you very much for having us, and particularly in relation to World Schizophrenia Awareness Day. So FSS stands for Family Support for Schizophrenia. And really, you know, what we do is in the name. The aim of the group is really to provide support for people who are looking after, who are caring for those with schizophrenia. So it's not aimed at people with schizophrenia themselves, but more at parents and caregivers. And the group was actually formed many years ago, in 1981, I think, by parents who realized that they needed support and realized the best form of support was with one another. But we changed our name about 5 years ago to Family Support for Schizophrenia. It just was an easier name. It was more obvious as to what we do. And you know, the main activities, really, we have a monthly support group meeting, which is now online. It used to be in person. And there we get speakers, and it's really around education. So there would be people who would, you know, talk about employment or medication or occupational therapy or accommodation or stress, all the many topics that people are interested in. We also have a monthly newsletter where we give information. And then we have an email address where we try and help people who write in for, you know, asking for advice on particular issues. Although I have to say that, you know, we're not medical people, so mostly we can just refer people where possible to suitable resources. Oh yes, and let me just mention our website, which is very, very informative, and I think people would learn a lot from that.
Thanks, Maureen, and thank you so much for talking about all those ways people can get involved. We'll definitely be including those links at the end of this as well. Can you just share a bit more about why family support is so important in the world of mental health, but especially for persons living with mental health conditions? Why do we need family to be supportive of persons with lived experience, but also why should families be supported?
Yeah, you know, I think it works both ways. It's both support for the family and support for the person with a mental health condition. So families themselves need support, because although a lot of the attention might be on the patient, it's the family who really has to bear that burden, if I can call it that. And so the support is twofold. It's really to give them a home where they can get advice and support and talk to others in the same situation, get education. But it also improves their ability to help the person. And, you know, that is really important as well, because, you know, somebody might be in a hospital, they might be discharged, and they go into a family environment. And the family needs to know how to help the person. And, you know, from a psychosocial point of view, which is really the approach that we have, having that kind of wraparound support, that kind of environment where people understand you and can help you, is good for the patient and, of course, for the carers themselves to have a place where they can offload, if I can call it that, with their own questions and their own stress, if that is what they're experiencing.
100%. No, that makes complete sense. So, Maureen, I just wanted to know, why do you feel that World Schizophrenia Awareness Day is an important day to commemorate?
Well, like any of these days, the point is to focus attention on the issue. And, you know, mental health in general is an area that people are scared to enter into. And schizophrenia as well, in particular, is a topic that many people are A bit frightened of, and B, quite ignorant of. And so the day does allow FSS and many other organizations to educate the public, to show what is being done, to provide information where needed, and just to highlight, you know, the issues that exist and how people are dealing with the issue, where the resources are. And it just gives that focus for the public.
Thank you.
And I wanted to know from your side, what would you say is the biggest misconception when it comes to schizophrenia? But I guess from your side, what do you feel people should know about it? And what do you wish people really understood about schizophrenia?
I think what I would like people to be aware of is that there are many illnesses in this world. One is not worse than the other or more important than the other. And treat people with respect. Be aware of their needs. Be also aware that this is a condition that can be treated and can be managed. I mean, we know many people who are doing well, patients who have done very well, who have jobs. And that is because they follow a good regime, they take their medication, they get support from their family, they perhaps join clubs where they can get social interaction. So it's not an illness that one must only think of it as being incurable. There are people who do well, and let's respect such people in the same way as that anybody who has any kind of illness you would treat with the same level of respect. Don't isolate people is I suppose what I'd like to say.
100%. Thanks, Maureen. And can you share more about the plans FSS has to commemorate World Schizophrenia Awareness Day this year?
Yeah, we've got quite a lot going. So we're obviously participating in this particular audio piece. We also are encouraging people to put something on Facebook or on any of their social media that they are part of. You know, the silver ribbon is the logo, and they could wear a silver ribbon on 24th of May, or they could just put a picture of a silver ribbon on whatever they, you know, stuff that they're doing. We have our newsletter where we will alert people to a radio broadcast that was done on Radio Sonne Grenze. If they're good at Afrikaans, they can listen to that. And that was done last week. We also have one of our members participating this Friday on the SADAG Facebook Friday on Ask the Expert. So she will be talking on how one deals with the doctor, because that's another issue, you know. Some doctors, we found to our astonishment, don't even like to get the family involved. And this is something that we are really contesting. So I think that's a really important point. And then we have our normal online talk on Monday the 26th, where one of our psychiatrists will be talking on the topic of what is schizophrenia. So that information is all in our newsletter, and it will be on our website as well. If I could just mention the website, www.familysupport.org.za.
Wonderful. Thanks.
Oh,
so
yes.
Much.
And one more thing. I also just heard now that one of the libraries will be hosting an exhibition as well, so which is also very nice.
Which library is that?
Durbanville Library.
Oh, nice. That's great. Thank you so much for sharing. And it definitely sounds, like a jam-packed commemorative day, and you guys will be very busy. Maureen, just lastly, what would your message be for families who are supporting a family member living with schizophrenia? What would your message be for them?
My message would be don't try and do this all alone. You know, don't think you are the only ones that are dealing with this problem. Try and get at least some kind of level of support from friends, from other family, from support groups, from hospitals. But remember that you too need support, not only the patient. And don't be scared to ask for that help. And don't be scared to speak out and tell others what you need, what your feelings are, and get information as much as possible.
Thank you so much, Maureen. That's perfect. Was there anything else that you wanted to share that you felt that you want people to know?
No, I think the only thing is I would recommend that they look at our website, because there is a lot of information. There are a lot of resources. And everything is free to download, everything is free to read, and that might be a good starting point to see what other information one might have, or what kind of contacts one might wish to make.
Maureen, thank you for that. All the best with World Schizophrenia Awareness Day and all the activities that yourself and FSS will be undertaking as well. And thank you for your time.
It's a pleasure, and thank you for giving this opportunity.